surroundings are really familiar to us, Gamehenge. In Gamehenge, there's this huge mountain. Looks a lot like that one, but you can imagine it's a little bit bigger. And on top of the mountain, there lives this guy named Iculus, who some of you know about. Well, Iculus is the wisest, most knowledgeable man in the history of time, in the history of the world, in the history of the galaxy. And he lives on top of the mountain in Gamehenge, which, like I said, it looks just like that. And this next song we're going to do here is a story about Colonel Forbin, who, at one point in time, climbed up the mountain to try to find Iculus. And he climbed up the mountain, the great and knowledgeable Iculus, who lived up at the top of the hill. So this is the story of Colonel Forbin's climb up the mountain, and what he's going to do is he's going to find the great and knowledgeable Iculus, and he's going to ask him a great favor, and that is, he wants him to send the famous Mockingbird to fly off into the distance to the evil King Wilson's castle, which is right over there in the other valley, and he is going to steal the helping friendly book. So come with us now on a journey to Gamehenge as we see, walking towards this mountain over there, the old and tired Colonel Forbin about to have the adventure of a lifetime.
His head and was driven to his knees
by a blazing beam of light, and he saw the silhouette that stood before him. And he bowed in reverence, trembling in the shadow of the mighty legend's form. Iculus, the prophet, stood before his eyes, looking down on Colonel Forbin, where he shuddered in the puddles and the muck. And he quietly addressed him, and he spoke. And I know why you come here, and I'll help you with your quest to gain the knowledge that you lack. I call upon my faithful friend, the Mockingbird, to fly and seize the helping book and bring it to your shack. For the tree of knowledge in your soul will grow, and the helping friendly book will plant the seed. But I warn you that all knowledge, seeming innocent and pure, becomes a deadly weapon in the hands of avarice and greed. The sacred greed will be yours. And if you wait until tomorrow, the sacred greed will be yours.